Imagine what you would do in this situation. You are about to do something that you believe is right, but find out before you do it that it is wrong. What would you do? Then imagine that the warning that you receive comes from a very real God. What would you do now? This is what happened to Abimelech, king of Gerar. He sees a very attractive woman come into his kingdom and wants to make her his wife. He inquires about her and finds out that Sarah, this woman, is traveling with a man, Abraham. He also finds out that Sarah is Abraham's sister. Now, knowing this, Abimelech being a righteous man, decides that he wants to take Sarah as his wife. Thinking that he is safe, he goes to take her as his wife. But before he is able to do this, God comes to him in a dream with a warning that if he doesn't restore Sarah to her husband, the man she is claiming as her brother, God will wipe him and everything that he has out. Because Abimelech is a righteous man, he restores Sarah and then blesses Abraham with many gifts and lets him and his household stay in the land for a while. Now this story reminds me of Christ. When we were in the midst of our sins, Christ reached out to us through his death and resurrection and warned us that if we continue in what we are doing, we will suffer an eternal death. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." After we accept this, the Holy Spirit will be our guide to stay away from the sin that will easily entangle and lead us into an eternal future with God. Now I'm going to urge you to listen to the voice that is telling you to stay away from sin. Listen to that still small voice that is saying that what you are about to do is wrong. I'm going to urge you to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into an eternal future with God. An eternal future of everlasting life. You won't regret a moment of it.